There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Time now for us to delve into the hot hits of the week, the stories that are making it, according to Talkers Magazine, which is at talkers.com, where Talkers Radio and Talkers Television is, and responsible for the list and the operation of Talkers Magazine is Michael Harrison, at the helm as he has been since the inception of Talkers Magazine, way back in the early... The early days. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear when talk radio, news talk radio as we know it, was getting a leg up. And so with that degree of expertise, Michael has the stories from this past week and the list of people, the top 10 for the week of April the 6th through the 10th. So Michael, there we go. I was going to say, Michael, let's have at it. But it could be Michael.
Michael, that's a nice name.
Michael could have it too. Hi, Michael. What's on the list?
I tell you, when you say 25 years of Talkers Magazine, that means each and every day, each and every week, and people in the news business can say the same thing. We've been following the passing parade of hot topics and stories. And someday, you know what we should do? We should do a countdown show of the biggest stories that people do not remember.
Ah, that'd be terrific. That'd be great.
You know, I always think of Michael Fay and the caning story as an example of it.
Yeah, that is a good example.
The 90s had so many juicy stories that talk radio was involved in that borderlined on gossip and sensationalism. But let's take care of the current stories, and then maybe someday we'll do a special down memory lane.
Yeah.
Talkers is about to celebrate its 25th anniversary, and frankly, I can't even begin to wrap my head around that.
Are we going
to
do that at the event in June? Is that what we're going to do there?
Yeah, well, it's going to be part of the celebration, yeah. I don't know how you celebrate a thing like that. Maybe we'll have a cake and you can pop out of it. But at number 10, we have...
Here's my idea.
Number 10, we have Major League Baseball action. I could smell the cut grass.
Mm-hmm.
And Duke won the NCAA title. And number 9, Rahm Emanuel wins the runoff election in Chicago. Russia White House hacking allegations at number 8. At number 7, we have militant Islamic violence and the Yemen military action. At number 6, California drought worsens and the Sanaya verdict. You go to California all the time, and I'd be interested in your take on that, because it seems that this thing is becoming serious as opposed to one of those background issues that unless you're there.
All right. Yeah, I have a take on it. I do, actually. Yeah.
And number 5, Rand Paul declares his candidacy. And another person in the crowded field of people that will probably never be president. And the 2016 presidential prospect.
There's a prediction for you. Why not? Just stay home, Rand.
Personally, I just said most of these people are not going to be president.
Right.
And all of them except one, you know. It's like the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
The Rolling Stone rape story issue is at 4. South Carolina cop kills black motorist story at number 3. Religious Freedom Act. And the Indiana pizza joint case has gotten a tremendous amount of conversation into this week at number 2. And at number 1, we have the Iran nuclear negotiations and the Obama-Netanyahu relationship. That's basically the way a whole mishmash of stories took place this week on the radio. The people that were dominating the conversation, Vladimir Putin at number 10, Rahm Emanuel at 9, Zakhar Tsarnaev at 8, Hillary Clinton at 7, 6 we have Rand Paul, Ted Cruz, and Jeb Bush. At number 5, Jan Wenner and Sabrina Rubin Erdely. At number 4, Michael Slager and Walter Scott. Mike Pence at number 3. Number 2, John Kerry and Ayatollah Khamenei. And at number 1, Barack Obama. And there you have an assortment of personalities and stories that dominated the tongue-wagging of the airwaves this past week.
I heard somebody predict that John Kerry was going to run again for the presidency because Mrs. Clinton has become weak. And then there was Elizabeth Warren. Interesting how many from Massachusetts, which is the state where both you and I live, most of the time, how many people come out of Massachusetts and think about Mitt Romney on the other side who either come close to making it, but they don't seem to. make it. I'm trying to think of when, other than the Kennedys. But, again, look back at the history of all the people. If you look at the 40-some men who have been president, how many of them have come from Massachusetts, or how many wannabes have come from Massachusetts?
Massachusetts is definitely one of those states that produces national figures. Shouldn't forget Michael Dukakis.
Nope.
President.
That's right, too, yeah.
He was the governor.
It was a joke, but he did run.
Yeah,
it was.
Henry Cabot Lodge. Remember
yep.
Henry Cabot?
Oh,
Lodge,
sure, absolutely. The Lodge family.
Nixon.
Yeah, yeah.
I think he was from Massachusetts.
Yeah, he was.
You ever hear of a guy named John Adams?
Yes.
He
and his brethren and his cousins and all of the other Adams family.
His brother Samuel.
Yeah, right. And we're still drinking to him these days.
Yes.
Yeah, we are. All right, so we'll get into it. I want to give you my take on both the California drought and the Sinai verdict as we continue. We'll pause for a moment. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine.
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose-to-nose, Nasacort wins, stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription-strength medicine available over-the-counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
For over 20 years, you've trusted Lumber Liquidators to make high-quality, beautiful flooring affordable for everyone. Delivering this value means you get the floor you want at a low price you deserve. So we've lowered prices even more. This week at beautifully distressed Click Strand Bamboo. It's easy to install, and now it's $229. That's about half what you'll pay at other stores. Plus, 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from $169 and 12-month special financing. You trust our value. We value your trust. For quality hardwood, see the flooring experts today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
This year, state tax revenue losses resulting from interstate tobacco smuggling could reach over $5 billion. Rich Marianos, a retired ATF agent who now speaks out about the issue at thenewtobaccoroad.com, is encouraging legislators to address the issue.
Cigarette smuggling is no longer a mom-and-pop operation. Instead, it's growing into a sophisticated criminal industry with direct ties to gang activity, organized crime, and even terrorism. Smuggled cigarettes are the new currency of organized crime, with profits often greater than those from other illicit activities. If you're driving on the interstate highways and you pass a tractor-trailer truck, or even a box truck, there's a real chance that its cargo is contraband cigarettes.
What's the solution?
The first step to addressing the problem is to make tobacco trafficking more painful than a parking ticket. The states of Virginia and Rhode Island have already passed laws to make cigarette smuggling a felony. Other states are also looking at new laws and penalties.
For more information, visit thenewtobaccoroad.com. I'm Bob Tebow through the Consumer Radio Network.
Distracted driving is a persistent problem on America's roadways. Just ask Allstate's Executive Vice President of Product Operations, Steve Sorensen.
We know that about 1 in 6 accidents involves distracted driving, and it causes over 3,000 fatalities and about 400,000 injuries in the course of a year.
Allstate is working to change that through the Reality Rides national campaign.
Reality Rides is a tour where we are trying to educate customers and drivers on the dangers of distracted driving.
The star of the tour is a real but stationary vehicle that simulates what can happen when drivers attempt to text, talk on the phone, or engage in other distracting activities. One simulator participant, Amy Hirth, describes the experience as a true eye-opener.
I think a lot of people have their phone easily accessible in the car and don't think twice before picking up a phone or a text, but it was actually a lot more difficult than I thought it was going to be.
Reality Ride debuts at the Denver Auto Show on April 8th. Find out if the tour will stop in a town near you at facebook.com/xthetxt.
Talk. We ought to have a jingle that's just talk. Remember You Talk Too Much, that old song?
That's a good song.
Remember that? That was a great song, a little before many of the ears that were...
You worry me to death, you talk too much.
Too much. You know, you even scare my pet or something, I think is something along those lines. All right, so Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine is here to go over with all of us the stories. Doug Steffen with a comment, actually. We were talking about the states in which we live and what goes on in those states. I'm talking about Massachusetts. I live part-time in California. Michael lives part-time in Florida. The drought in California and the attention that that's getting, the silliness of this is the absurdity of it is reason enough
for us to pay attention to it. Never mind the problem itself, but the ridiculous way that politicians want to deal or think they can try to deal with it. I have knowledge of the whole question about why we're not just desalinating. Put four plants outside every major city down the Florida, down the California coast, and desalinate water, and you have all the water you want. Well, there's some expense, and, you know, is it going to really do this? Hello, you have no other options unless you seed the clouds. The last time the clouds were seeded, there was plenty of rain. As a matter of fact, there were floods. So maybe that's something that ought to be done. But the ridiculous 20% tax, anything that can be done to tax people in California more, that's what these moronis come up with. We're going to tax you. If you take more showers now than you used to, we're going to charge you 20% more on your water bill. Huh? What are you talking about, you these foolish people? And they've let it get to this point by not taking any action. Here's a private concern that was given a permit to build off the coast of Santa Barbara desalinization plant. So they built it. Not any sooner than it opened did the EPA shut it down because of some environmental... Now, how in the world does somebody invest all those millions of dollars and get this thing up and running, and then after the fact they decide it can't operate because it's not within the bounds of some regulation? For God's sakes, the state of California is going dry. You can't be flexible. You can't work with them. You can't fix whatever the problem is. This is what people go crazy about, Michael, and why it makes for such great conversation on the radio, because of the moronic point of view that people have who are supposedly in charge or representing us in some way, shape, or form, the least.
Politicians are usually ill-equipped to solve any problem. They just...
So how do they get elected? Why are they there?
Well, it's anthropological. It has to do with our DNA as a species. We elect politicians. We have to have leaders. But the people that seek that and the way in which we vote for them and the way in which they get to power doesn't always operate efficiently. I would think the California situation should be dealt with by experts from science and experts from engineering.
Yep.
We should hear what the scientists and the engineers have to say. And, you know, that could lead right into what you're talking about in terms of plants, desalination plants. And economists, you know, what does it cost? Business leaders. But the politicians turn it into a football, and they're opportunists. This is the way it goes. They're opportunists. They use it for their own careers, not necessarily to solve a problem. The problem is, how do we get around that? And we've never really figured out a way to do it. We just go through election cycle to election cycle saying this is like no other election. And we say the same things. And this is something that I sure have learned, and you have, being in this business for as long as I have and you have, and just even here at Talkers for 25 years. Elections are predictable in terms of everything that goes on. And the more I do this, the more I realize that politicians are not the answers to the problem. In most cases, they exacerbate the problem.
Amazing, isn't it? All right, now let me go one step further with people who are unprepared or ill-prepared. The number three issue, the topic that has, in my mind, more national significance than anything else that's on this list, frankly, and we have every week on the DougStephan.com website, we list all of the top 10 talk topics according to you and Talkers Magazine and ask the audience to tell us what they think is to them. Not necessarily, this is not about whether you think the list is right or not. That's not the issue. Just what's important to you. And so far I'm looking at this and the police killing of the black motorist in South Carolina has it at the moment. And I can understand why, and I'll tell you why in a few moments. We're continuing the top 10 stories, the people that make the news, ancillary conversations, all the hot stuff that is the focus of these great radio stations and programs that have talk radio as their base. That's what we talk about here every week, running down the hot list. It's Doug Stephan and Michael Harrison.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs believes virtually all disease states can be backtracked to digestive problems.
Deficiencies in stomach acid can affect all downstream systems. taking digestive enzymes can be amazingly helpful for dealing with deficiencies in stomach acid. Enzymes require low pH for activation. You can also use aloe vera juice, by the way. Sugars in aloe vera have a coating effect on the digestive system. Longevity has a cool product called Noni Plus, which is made from aloe and the noni fruit. It's tasty. It can also function to support digestive acidification of the stomach, and activation of digestive enzymes.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your digestive system by ordering Noni Plus from Longevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Talk radio time. That sort of reminds me. Remember the old jingles on the radio when you and I were kids working as music guys? The temperature, everything. There was a jingle for everything. And now the time, ding, ding, ding. Here's the weather. Now, next.
Radio was an information source because people didn't have the information.
Right.
You know, but when everybody has the equivalent of an AP machine in their house or the traffic report and everything else, radio has to find new ways to service information to give people what they can't get other places or to do it in a convenient way.
Yep, right. Let me just ask your thoughts. Because of what we were saying a few minutes ago, those of you just joining us, Michael was talking about competence, in a manner of speaking, political competence, because we were talking about the California drought and what's been proposed and what the reality is. And so I get to these all too infrequent stories that we manage to wrap ourselves around. Some of it is predictable talk, listening to certain hosts who say the police are always right, and then to other hosts who may be black, and they say the black guys are always right, and that's not the truth. There is no truth to either of those. There's never one group or another that's always right. But I will tell you, in this particular instance, Michael, what seeds this discussion for me is something that I have had a passion for a long, long time. One of my best friends in life is a guy I went to high school with who became the police chief in my town, and then he's gone on to gain a great deal of notoriety in other communities. He's the fellow that straightened out the East Haven police force. You may remember what happened down there. Now he's got national attention because East Haven, Connecticut, is on the map as being a police force that's well-run. So when you see these things where this guy was so obviously way over his head in his competency and the way he handles things, what's happening to him is a tragedy. What happened to the family of this victim of his is a tragedy. And I say it's a tragedy because that man should never have had a badge. He should never have been a police officer. He is not qualified. He isn't mentally stable. And I can tell you that just by looking at the way he ran around to try to cover up his mess, and not even realizing that he was on his own video camera. And so what you have here is this continuing mess created by too many ill-trained, unintelligent people who put on a badge and wear a gun. This guy had no business there. And what it does is bring back around my call for better training better education, and there's a difference between education and training, smarter people and better paid and fewer of them. We need fewer police. You've been in Florida. There are police and sheriffs, police, federal, state. They're all over the place down there. I've never seen a state so over-policed in my life. And this is what's happening all too many places where there are either too many, they're not well enough trained, and the fix is give us some more police because these guys can't handle the job. Bunk them. And so I wonder what your sense is of the listening around to people talking about this. What sort of credibility do these police have now? They're losing because of the news coverage, and somebody goes, it's the news media's fault. No, it's not really here, I don't think. Do you?
I think that you answered the question, and I know we have to have a break. I'll give you my take on it when we come back.
All right, okay. But this is something very important and ought to be on the minds of a lot of people in our country, and I don't mean this to be a lecture. This is a talk radio program about the issues like they all are, but my feelings are very strong on this because we have way too much of this. We're looking foolish in the rest of the world because of this continuing race problem of white cops shooting black, whether they're guilty or they're not guilty. Some of them aren't, but it's the perception, and that's what rules people's thoughts always. It's always perception. All right, so we continue in a matter of moments. Michael will give you his take on this, the number three issue on this week's Talk Radio Countdown. Doug Steffen and Michael Harrison here.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
this alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract, and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, here with his take on a lot of the issues of the week. So now I'm going to give it to you tell us how you think this played or plays, maybe the present tense, because there's lots of criticism aimed at the news media. We are not the news media, but we do talk about the issues, and I think there are some hosts who may contribute to the problem here, Michael, do you think?
Well, yeah, I think that anybody who turns these types of sensitive issues into political footballs or as opportunities to prove victory for their ideology without specifically dealing with the uniqueness of each and every one of these episodes is certainly contributing to the problem. And that being said, I think there are good cops and I think there are bad cops. I think there are good people and bad people, and that's all races. There are good black people and bad black people, and in the middle black people, and white people, and Jewish people, and Catholic people, and there are good lesbians and bad lesbians. And, you know, we have to start thinking that way and try to de-generalize our impressions of individuals based on the group they're with. That's the only answer. Otherwise, we'll always be stereotyping. And I also believe people have to clean up their own backyards. I believe that every single race and every single ethnicity and every single religion and every single political party and every single sexual group or gender group or whatever it is has to stop mindlessly defending everybody in their group if they happen to be arrested, shot, or whatever. People should not mindlessly defend the police. People should not mindlessly defend African Americans. Yet we have to start being tough on our own people so that we don't engage in that, right or wrong, our group is better than any other. Mm-hmm. This is complicated stuff, Doug.
It is.
That's my view of it as a person. That's my individual view. And if I were a talk show host, that's the way I'd run my show, just as that's the way I express myself when you ask me my view on this program.
Well, I think that under the circumstances, we have a real conundrum here. We also have an opportunity. Unfortunately, a lot of us don't take the opportunity to fix the problem because they don't see that as their job. I've always seen my job as a radio person to sort of try to come up, if we're talking about problems that have not necessarily easy solutions, but a solution. And let's face it, most problems have a solution. That's why we call them problems. So what's the solution for this problem? and I believe that I have the solution. Maybe not the only one, but one that's worth conversation. And yet you just pointed out what the real highlight is of this discussion. The people who so predictively say, all cops are great, they deserve to be protected and defended to the nth degree. No, sorry, all cops are not good. There are some really sucky cops who should not have a uniform on, shouldn't have a gun, shouldn't have a badge, and this guy is one of them. How many more are there? Ferguson, loaded with bad cops. And so are many other communities who don't take the time. Well, look at things intelligently. I made quick mention of my friend who is the police chief in East Haven, Connecticut. He's a progressive, smart policeman who's run at least four police, police forces, and has been an international consultant on how to run the police. And he's the one who taught me about my values are really his values. Fewer police. Pay them better. Train them a lot better. And make sure they understand the community. If you got a lot of Hispanics in your community, you better have cops that can speak Spanish. Got a lot of blacks in your community, you better have a lot of black cops. You got a lot of this or that, because these people inherently understand the problem better perhaps than those. And if you don't and can't get these people, then you train those to understand what the problems will be.
It also takes the racism and generalization out of the equation, which goes back to what I said.
Yeah,
right. We've got to stop generalizing.
Yeah,
it's very
awful.
Hard not to, though, because some people make a living out of generalizing.
Yeah,
people,
and they're on the radio.
People, well, they're also activists. They're also special interest group leaders. Mm-hmm. They're also, civil rights leaders. Come on. It's all over the place.
Yep, it is.
And we all know good people and bad people of every ilk.
I agree.
So, as I said before, groups have to start cleaning up their own backyard. Blacks have to get tough on blacks. Whites have to get tough on whites. Police have to get tough on police. Teachers have to get tough on teachers.
Clean up your own world.
Clean up your own world.
Yeah.
Don't defend it to the world because it's your world. Clean it up.
Yeah. Right.
Because anybody out there that does something bad makes a bad impression on your group to the rest of the world.
Right. Yep.
And clean up your own backyard.
You lose credibility if you go on and take the approach that Al Sharpton does most of the time, and Jesse Jackson, and some of these others, not necessarily just a black, all the police go on the air and they defend their brethren or certain politicians, and it's just, or any group that defends its members just because their members' unions.
All the way to nationalism, all the way to my country right or wrong.
Yeah, it's wrong. I mean, that's wrong. It isn't my country right or wrong. We're wrong a lot.
You know, the whole purpose of a free country is to be able to criticize your country.
Yeah. Yeah.
that's the purpose of free speech,
mm-hmm.
and freedom is to be able to say my country's wrong in this case. We should fix it.
Yeah.
My country right or wrong, it doesn't get you anywhere but wrong.
Wrong. Exactly. All right. So there's some food for thought. Let's see how people. That's okay. Michael at talkers.com or Doug at DougStefan.com. Michael Harrison, we wrap up our overview with some thoughts. We were talking about the California drought, and I had some thoughts about the guilty verdict of Mr. Sanaya, which was a big, important conversation this week on a lot of talk radio programs all across the country. Up next here on the Talk Radio Review.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Geico Motorcycle presents Reflections from the Road. Let me tell you, the road is a much more relaxing place since I switched to Geico Motorcycle Insurance and started saving money. With that taken care of, now I can think about deep, important things. Like how come it's a pair of pants when there's only one of them? A real brain teaser. But hey, at least saving money with Geico Motorcycle is as easy as pie. What does that mean, anyway?
Geico Motorcycle Insurance. See how much you could save.
The results are in. For the treatment of nasal allergy symptoms, nothing is more effective than Nasacort. Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour is prescription-strength medicine that's scent and alcohol-free with no harsh taste. It's non-addictive and provides 24-hour relief of the worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, with no prescription needed. And in a recent clinical study with Nasacort going nose-to-nose with Flonase, more people prefer Nasacort. For more information, visit Nasacort.com. Nasacort. Use as directed.
For over 20 years, you've trusted Lumber Liquidators to make high-quality, beautiful flooring affordable for everyone. Delivering this value means you get the floor you want at a low price you deserve. So we've lowered prices even more. This week at Gorgeous Hand-Scraped Bamboo. It's durable, beautifully textured, and now it's $179. That's 40% off our already low price. Plus 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from $169 and 12-month special financing. You trust our value. We value your trust. For quality hardwood, see the flooring experts today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
This year, state tax revenue losses resulting from interstate tobacco smuggling could reach over $5 billion. Rich Marianos, a retired ATF agent who now speaks out about the issue at thenewtobaccoroad.com, is encouraging legislators to address the issue.
Cigarette smuggling is no longer a mom-and-pop operation. Instead, it's growing into a sophisticated criminal industry with direct ties to gang activity, organized crime, and even terrorism. Smuggled cigarettes are the new currency of organized crime, with profits often greater than those from other illicit activities. If you're driving on the interstate highways and you pass a tractor-trailer truck, or even a box truck, there's a real chance that its cargo is contraband cigarettes.
What's the solution?
The first step to addressing the problem is to make tobacco trafficking more painful than a parking ticket. The states of Virginia and Rhode Island have already passed laws to make cigarette smuggling a felony. Other states are also looking at new laws and penalties.
For more information, visit thenewtobaccoroad.com. I'm Bob Tebow for the Consumer Radio Network.
Michael Harrison, who is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, the Tsarnaev verdict. Doug Stephan on another Massachusetts story had national implications like the Hernandez trial does. It would be interesting to see if that goes down the drain because of some reporter. Here we go again. The bad guys are the reporters. They're following the bus with the... What is the matter with people? This guy's following the bus to try to find out where the jurors are being sequestered so he can try to nail one of them. And thus, if it happens, it creates a mistrial. And then this guy can't get tried again, right? Is that what happens?
I'm not quite sure if that's the case. All I know about the Hernandez trial is that much of it is circumstantial.
Yeah.
And he may get off lightly as a result of that, yeah. If not completely.
Yeah.
There's no smoking gun. There's no eyewitness to the murder. Mm-hmm. It's all circumstantial. And mm-hmm. A lot of the evidence that was more circumstantial has been tossed out because of legal details. So it's going to be interesting. Certainly, as heinous as murder is and as important as it is, and especially how interesting it is when it's a major sports figure, it does not in any way compare to the other murder trial of the convicted marathon bomber. It's nice to be able to say that as opposed to the alleged.
So now...
30 counts.
But they never charged him with killing... Interesting. They didn't charge him with killing his brother. Did you notice that? In the 30 counts is not the charge of murdering, running over his brother, which I thought was interesting. He didn't do it on purpose.
31 counts,
right.
Put
okay.
him in jail another lifetime.
So you...
Kill him again.
You are...
Execute him twice.
I don't think he's going to get the death penalty. I think he's going to get... life in prison, no parole. If they send him to Walpole, which is probably where they send him, because that's where they send everybody, there's a clique. There's a group inside the law enforcement community, prosecutors, and because Massachusetts doesn't have the death penalty. So if you don't want to really, you want to make sure somebody gets killed, you send him to Walpole State Prison, one of the toughest prisons in the entire country. This guy gets sentenced to Walpole. He lasts 3 weeks, maybe. The same as that pedophile priest that got sent to Walpole. Remember that a couple of years ago? He didn't last, I think he lasted 2 months, maybe. And these, the prison populations, their own squad of executioners, for whatever the reason, and the, and this is what's sick about our society, in a manner of speaking, because these people in the legal system all know, you send somebody to Walpole, like Tsarnaev, like the pedophile priest, they're done. They're toast. The inmates will kill them. And that's what will happen to this guy. They're not going to give him the death penalty. They haven't got any brain. Why would you do that and spend all that much more money?
Well, the death penalty is a whole can of worms that, you know, this is, we only have a few minutes. You want to talk a month or two?
Yeah, right.
The death penalty.
It doesn't work. You know. It's, 20 years, millions of dollars, the built-in, why bother? Why even bother with it? I mean, we all know that it doesn't act as a deterrent. Is it vengeance? Yep. Are there times when somebody does something so heinous that they ought to be killed? Yep. But
I've heard all kinds of interesting forms of punishment for people that are mass murderers like that. You know, build a glass cage for him and set it up at the finish line in Boston as a tourist attraction. Let him live the rest of his life on display.
Yeah.
In a cell and put food in there for him like an animal.
Uh-huh.
See, I'm not advocating that. What I'm saying is you hear all kinds of interesting theories and suggestions about how we deal with punishment, which we really haven't got our act together on yet.
No, we haven't. And because we're not diverse anymore. We're not a melting pot. We're a mosaic. So you're not going to get this group of liberals to agree with this group of conservatives about how to do it, or this age group to agree with this other age group because there's a difference there, or people who have been a part of the system who know whether they're on the inside or the outside. The system doesn't work, generally speaking, because 90% of the people that go to jail end up doing the same thing or stuff that's worse because the prisons tend to be training grounds for more crime. There's no rehab going on there. That reminds me, once in a while you find some guy that's like Charles Colson who's converted or somebody who's gone to prison and they become a lawyer. Yeah, those are great stories and they're good. It'd be nice if there were more of them. But it's not because of the leadership in the prison system. It's because these people have the initiative themselves to make something of themselves and actually learn because of the mistakes they've made. But most people, the system is ridiculous.
One of the things that always amazes me is then you have these crimes that prisoners suddenly have righteous indignation and they punish the people.
Yeah.
Pedophiles and mass bombers.
Right.
They get killed in prison.
But right. That's
the prisoners become righteously indignant.
Yeah, we're going to take care of these guys. You leave it to us.
Right.
And that's the
right.
sort of...
These guys are so bad that even we don't like them.
Yeah.
Think about that.
Yeah. Right. They don't belong in our group of crooks and criminals. They're too much of a crook or too much of a criminal. We can't have them in our society, so we'll dispatch them.
How bad do you have to be where you outrage even the bad, you know? It's like, what? How do we begin to measure these things?
You know that movie with Joe Piscopo and Michael Keaton, Johnny Dangerously? Do you remember that movie?
I remember, but I didn't see it.
Where he is, Keaton plays Johnny Dangerously. And he's in jail and has been accused of doing something that he wasn't really guilty of. I mean, it's a great Michael Keaton vehicle. And it was funny. It was, you know, it was an amusing movie. But he's leaving. He's on his way to be executed. And as he's walking down the hallways, passing all of the various cells, and the inmates are giving him bits and pieces of a machine gun. So by the time he gets to the end of the corridor, he's got a machine gun. And he, you know, says to the warden, "Stick him up!" And then, you know, he runs out and escapes, and the rest of it is.
Oh my gosh! That's crazy.
It is crazy. But it reminds me of the sort of silly stuff that does go on, and some of it is much more serious. But you know, the bottom line is that the prison system doesn't work, and that's a whole. We could spend an hour talking about that. Anyway, so we've had now our chance, Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen, to overview the stories of this past week. And so we hope that you have learned from our conversation more about these issues and you have some thoughts. You can send them along to us, Michael at talkers.com or Doug at DougSteffen.com. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, along with me, Doug Steffen, on our weekly talk radio review. It is called the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show with all the members of my Good Day Gang. We had a conversation this past week with Stephen J.J. Wiseman, the official attorney with the notes of record both on the Good Day program and the Countdown. The first matter of fact that we have with Steve is a discussion of the Tsarnaev trial, his being found guilty, and what happens from here.
Yeah, guilty on all 30 counts, 17 of which carry the death penalty. Massachusetts is not a state that has a death penalty, but this trial was done under federal law. And the choice was done, I think, partly to make him eligible for the death penalty. That's the phase of the trial they're going into now. There was never any question that he was going to be found guilty. His lawyers even admitted that. In the death penalty part of the case, though, only one of the jurors has to vote for life imprisonment in order to have life in prison. So it will have to be unanimous. It's a jury that's been screened so that they are not categorically against the death penalty. And they're going to see some rough. I mean, if we thought the evidence that was presented during the trial was rough, this will be really rough.
Well, even especially because Massachusetts does not have the death penalty. And it is a fairly liberal state, probably against the death penalty. So in order to convince everybody on that jury to vote for the death penalty, it would have to be extremely harsh, I would think.
Yeah, I think so. You know, the polls around Massachusetts, and, you know, Massachusetts was just so outraged of this. Still, a large majority were in favor of life in prison. And very frankly, I teach at Bentley University. I used to teach in the state prison system. And life in prison is at a maximum security prison is not an easy life, and I've talked to guys who are doing life, and one in particular I remember said, if I thought I was going to be in here for the rest of my life, I'd make a run for the wall and let them shoot me down.
Wow.
So it's a tough penalty.
Wow. Hey, one question on that. He was found guilty on all 30 counts, and I don't see anywhere on that list where he was found guilty or where they charged him in the death of his brother who he ran over.
You know, that's right. You're absolutely correct.
We were thinking that was the free one.
Until you brought that up. See, he's already making headway.
You get 30 charges, you get one free, I think,
right.
Something like that.
Right.
Yeah, we'll throw your brother in.
Get out
exactly.
And get a free pass on that one. But we got you on these other 30. All right, so let's move a little bit farther north in your state to the New England Patriots and Aaron Hernandez. This guy's...
So cocky when he walks into the courtroom.
I don't think he really realizes
that. The same thing my wife said. She said, look at him. Yeah. that.
I mean, he's an attractive guy. Don't get me wrong. But, like, the fact that he's, like, winking at his girlfriend in the crowd, I mean, ew, gross.
Does he not realize what he's up against here? Is he kind of mentally out of it? Have they looked into that at all?
I wonder about that. But, you know, regardless of what happens here, he's going to face another double murder charge in Boston. And as a matter of fact, nothing was ever, and this is a problem with this particular case, they never, and they don't have to, but juries like to hear a motive, and they never mention the motive. The word that was kind of floating around, and who knows how good that is that the motive for shooting Odin Lloyd was that Lloyd had been shooting off his mouth about the fact that Hernandez had committed these other murders. So he's facing a lot.
Did they ever find the weapon in this? Did I hear that they hadn't found the weapon?
Absolutely correct. They're fairly sure this fiance got rid of the weapon, but they never
so
did find a murder
weapon.
They've
got no motive and no weapon. How do you
right.
convict him?
Well, it's a lot of circumstantial evidence, and there is a lot of circumstantial evidence. There's a video that appears to show him with a gun in his hand coming back to his house after the killing. There is plenty of evidence that puts him at the scene of the killing, and it's really a bit of a surprise. His counsel, in closing argument, said he was present at the murder, didn't participate, was horrified by this, but didn't do it. Now, that's a dangerous thing, because technically, if they put him at the scene and make him part of this under the felony murder laws in Massachusetts, just by being a part of it, even if he didn't pull the trigger, he is responsible.
Let's move on south to UVA, the University of Virginia, and the Rolling Stone mess that it's become. What a disaster for Rolling Stone magazine. They should just shut the doors. All right, this frat, it didn't take them any time to say, watch out, Rolling Stone, here come our lawyers. They've got a case, don't they?
Well, you know, the interesting thing is they really don't. Rolling Stone, yeah, Rolling Stone could not have botched this more. But this would turn on the libel laws, and very frankly, the technicalities of the libel laws. You look at this. First of all, Rolling Stone is already retracted. In a libel law, you have to show that your reputation has been harmed, and frankly, at this point, probably not. The biggest thing is group libel, and even in the article, they use pseudonyms that didn't match up with identifiable fraternity members.
Stephen J.J. Wiseman here with his attorney at law, college professor, and the manager of Scamicide.com, which is a great website to go. You think you've been scammed? Scamicide.com. The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stephan Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob K. Sound.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.